Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If you're a pizza lover, guess who's coming back?
Fast means hot. Scooter's Pizza. Hot, tasty, fast.
If that sounds familiar, it was released 17 years ago. An advert for Scooter's Pizza, and typically characterized by that yellow and red scooter that would make its way to different destinations, dropping off a pizza within 39 minutes. It's a brand that for many of us we've grew up on, many of us have participated in as entrepreneurs, others also engaged in just a better understanding of how it works, and really it did dominate the market in South Africa for quite some time. Until its holding company, Taste Holdings, which was a former JSE-listed company, acquired a license to actually secure the Domino's Pizza license. From there, Scooters then transitioned into Domino's brand, but failing to gain some traction in South Africa, and of course a change in the portfolio structure of Taste Holdings, which then later changed into Lux Group, balancing its food outlets together with its jewelry companies. The CEO then, Carlo Gonzaga, together with several executives, ended up diversifying from some of their businesses. But subsequently, these businesses were later delisted and some liquidated. However, Scooters is making a return. And the individual who's behind this is Juan Engelbrecht, himself an entrepreneur, corporate executive, a business acquisition specialist. And so much so, he's been within the fraternity and the industry for more than 40 years and was the initial master license holder for Scooters Pizza in the Western Cape, opening up the first few outlets, four of them, if I'm not mistaken, in the Western Cape. Juan, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm honored to be here. Nice talking to you and to the listeners. What a journey has been.
Exactly.
2002, starting in Cape Town, and 23 years later, starting it again.
Exactly. I was about to say, looking at your bio, I managed to find one which still exists online with the old Scooters Pizza website still intact.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This has been quite a journey for you. So it's quite clear to say that this is not your first rodeo in terms of running a franchise and introducing scooters to the market. But let's talk about why you're bringing it back and why you're bringing it back now.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. In 2016, I made an offer to buy the trademark for Scooters Pizza from Taste Holdings after they converted to Domino's, and they weren't willing to consider that at the time. And in 2021, when they liquidated the last 55 Domino's stores, I also tried to make a bid to buy those stores. And then earlier the year, I was able to secure the trademark and registered the business and did quite a bit of work on trademark securing with trademark attorneys and worked for 8-9 months researching the market, and yesterday launched the first new scooters in Melville, Johannesburg. The store is really abuzz with excitement and visitors, and yeah, it's really crunch time now for us.
Yeah.
But what a feeling. What a feeling.
I can imagine that it's one of filled with nostalgia for you. And I'll ask you that before we wrap up the interview. But talk us through the business process. As you say, quite a journey in terms of making sure you get the trademark, the rights, as well as the licensing agreement, and then also the reopening of the store. I know that this is not your first rodeo, but what was the journey like in terms of receiving and raising the necessary capital to make this happen, but also imparting a level of encouragement and motivation for those around you to actually believe in the brand again? Because it's been quite some time since we actually were, you know, interacted with Scooters Pizza.
It was, but I've never really left the franchising industry. I've been involved through business turnaround, business rescue for various companies, and always kept in touch with the market. So it's been a easy transition. There's been a tremendous amount of TikTok videos where people have inquired, what has happened to Scooters? What has happened to Scooters? Where did they disappear? And I think it's a godsend that I went and did the work that I did and was able to secure the brand. And Well, it's an awesome brand. Lots of fun, and so many people remember it for the for the fun, the legendary brand, and then of course the taste of the pizzas, which is phenomenal.
Exactly. The scooter is actually what caught my attention. But Juan, as we look at the environment now, and maybe you can also reflect on the opening yesterday, what that's been like, the traction, the audience that you've managed to attract, but also the market is different now, right? Because we've got Uber Eats, we've got all these quick and fast delivery foods that are available, a wide number of brands that are still very competitive. And as we know, when it comes to takeaways, South Africans still typically have a preference for chicken over pizza and other types. How are you going to approach things differently now, almost 20 years later, in comparison to the first few years of scooters?
Yeah, I think when you look at the numbers, there's more than 2,000 pizza shops in South Africa. Debonairs have over 600 in South Africa, and Romans have over 200. And I'll take some money from them later for giving them some exposure. Yeah, but yes, it's very competitive. But I certainly am not going to support the third party logistics company. We have a 39-minute delivery promise, or the pizza is free within a certain radius.
So you're keeping
for
to
us
that.
To be able to. Yeah, no, we're keeping that, and I know the students in Melville is going to test us. so yeah, we look forward to that. But for us to be able to keep that delivery promise, we have to have our own drivers. So we have four of our own scooters and another four on standby each night to be able to serve the customers. And we just know that we will be able to give a better service than the third party with our own staff, and making sure that the pizza is hot and tasty and presentable when it gets to the client.
Juan, many might ask, why stick to that model when so much has shifted and, you know, you might actually see a positive result in your margins versus managing these costs internally?
Yeah, I think the third party delivery service is giving a bit of your business identity away. You can't control the service levels, and I don't think that is right. There's so many complaints online about that. So I think what we offer is unique, and it's part of our business. And to further subscribe to the 39-minute delivery promise, I'm bringing out a very exciting promotion on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's a 39-minute eat as much pizza as you can.
I read about that.
Sorry about that.
No. I said I read about that, and we're looking forward to seeing how that does and unfold. What's in it, though, for the people who compete? So eat as many pizza slices as you can in 39 minutes, and hopefully you don't, choke or get a heart attack. But what happens then?
Well, the winner gets a T-shirt with his three sessions on a Monday, which they have to book for online to make the reservation. And each session gets a T-shirt. And then after 3 months, we have an eat-out competition between the three winners of each Monday. And then it becomes a regional sort of competition. And at the end of the year, the ultimate winner will get a scooter for free.
I see. This is very telling, because it almost seems as though you're targeting a particular market here. And as you said, you're opening up in Melville. You have a very interactive event to try to build the brand equity and the relationship and experience with customers. Is this going to influence your rollout strategy? And maybe you can tell us where you're opening up next, how many stores, what's the target?
Yeah, we actually see this rolling over to the new stores and then becoming an interstore competition and a regional competition, a geographical competition, a national competition with much bigger prizes. And so all stores will participate in this, and eventually the person that wins the annual competition will get a championship belt, much like WWE or UFC or boxers that get a pizza championship belt. So we're very, very excited about that. Our next store we're planning in Pretoria, and hopefully we can get another one in Cape Town before the end of the year. Next year we're looking at about 20 stores, mm-hmm. and we're very we're very ambitious to achieve 150 stores in the next 5 years.
150 stores in the next 5 years. Will you still be using the franchise model, or?
Absolutely be using the franchise model. I believe very strongly in it. To that extent, I've reduced the franchise fees from the normal that was 7% management fee and 5% marketing to a 6+3%. So the new franchisees will have a 3% saving every month on their revenue, which will greatly assist them. But not only that. I mean, apart from that, is the delivery promise, the 39-minute eat as much pizza as you can, and then also just some South African flavored pizza. And yeah, if you don't mind, I also just want to thank my staff there in Melville, working hard at the shop at the moment, and want to thank them for their hard work and training over the last 2 weeks. And we will get the fruit of our hard work. So thanks to them and all our suppliers.
Got you. One last theme, the license and, of course, the rights and trademark is under First Choice Business Brokers and Franchising, a company you lead, if I'm not mistaken. Help us understand the background or supply chain environment. I'm aware you've been in franchising before. Is anything shifted from the original model that Scooters used to use?
Sorry, you broke up a bit there, but Scooters Pizza is an independent registered business, and it trades on its own.
Okay.
We have other businesses that may in the future become part of First Choice Brands, but right now Scooters Pizza Pty Limited is a franchised business on its own, and we intend to keep it that for the foreseeable future. And in terms of changes, I just think we've revitalized the store a bit, brightened the colors, and it is really an eye-catching brand now, with a nice bright yellow as being our main color, with a bit of red and green, which is part of the original Scooters logo.
Now, I do see you've kept to the original, you've kept to the ethos and the nucleus of the business and what it's been founded on. I guess, just to close off with, we have an audience made up of many entrepreneurs who are often interested in opportunities. Are you partnering with any organizations, financiers, to actually identify new franchisees, or looking at a network of those who have already existed in the ecosystem?
I personally make use of businessforsale.com, which is a platform that advertises franchises around the world. So I advertise on that, and then there is one or two banks, financial institutions that I'm busy setting up partnerships with for financing for franchise applicants.
100%. Got you. Juan, next time we speak to you, it will either be at your facilities, monitoring a competition and talking to you more about the business dynamics, especially just a firmer understanding of how it is that you're resuscitating this brand that is Scooters, but also the business behind it and the influence it will have on employment and partnership in South Africa. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you very much. Lovely meeting you, and we'll be sending some pizzas around.
My colleagues are going to hold me to that. Make sure it gets in 39 minutes though, Juan.
Definitely, you can be assured.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Truly appreciate it. That's Juan Engelbrecht joining us this evening. He is no stranger to entrepreneurship, franchising and business, even raising capital for such institutions. Juan was one of the initial master license holders for the Western Cape to operate the first initial four outlets of Scooters Pizza back in 2002 and 2003. So now making a return to this environment, having earned his stripes within the organization and the business at large, and now revitalizing Scooters. As you've heard, 150 stores is the target in the year ahead. Also taking a look at opening up in Pretoria as well as Cape Town within the next few months. Coupled with that, not going to make use of online platforms. Keeping to the original ethos of the business, you will not find Scooters Pizza on Mr. D or Uber Eats. Instead, maintaining the deliveries themselves as an independent organization. so much to share. Again, thank you to Juan Engelbrecht joining us this evening.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.